This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:11, hump day morning. I believe, Bryn, is it true? Are we live on Instagram right now?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Oh, that is fantastic. And we have a very special guest this morning, and he's brought to you by toilet paper. As things start to close back up, remember, don't hoard the toilet paper, and spare a square to your neighbors if they're out. Good morning, Scott Capurro.
Oh, hi. I'm still on my phone with you guys. Can you see me? Am I doing this right?
Yes, we can see you. If you scroll, if you swipe your finger left and right, you can see extra people. Let's not worry too much. Oh, boy, now he's gone. All right,
earlier was a time to do it, but now it's
Oh, there he is. Look at him in a nice red tank top. Don't you look wonderful? So handsome.
Yes. So, Scott, you were saying that you were in not in a good place. I actually thought by now you'd be back in England, but it turns out you're still here.
We were supposed to be getting off the plane at Heathrow right about now, actually.
And then.
So, I'm feeling a bit funny about that we're not getting off the plane at Heathrow right about now.
Why didn't you fly? What happened? Did they cancel you or you cancel you?
We kind of thought, why are we rushing back? And the construction on the building where we stay is really intense right now. And we thought, we just don't want to deal with the noise and the dirt and the dust and all that. We're also playing chicken with the UK government, hoping that they'll drop the quarantine of 14 days over the next week or so. So when we go back in 2 weeks, we don't have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. We're playing a game a little bit.
Well, good luck with that. I think the deck might be stacked against you. So this was your decision then. I assumed that your flight had been canceled on you yet again.
It was our decision this time because we were feeling like we were rushing. We were panicking a bit. My father still needed some help with a few things. And I was scrambling to get it all done.
Like catching COVID or...
I'm licking his pillows, but also his tax stuff. And he keeps falling, but not hard enough. So clearly he's got to be pushed. And there's other things
that
needed to be repaired. We're like, well, this can wait till I guess we come back, not knowing when that is. I said, so let's just all slow down a bit. We're not important. We don't have to rush. Let's give ourselves 2 more weeks and then get to the UK then. But then I did that and I thought you'd be excited, Sarah. And instead I got a text from you saying, why aren't you leaving? Don't you have stuff to do elsewhere? Get out. It was kind of like that from you.
I did not say anything of that sort. You play me off like I'm not a good friend of yours, you dick. God.
No, you're all
you say
right,
the meanest things.
But I laid in bed at night thinking, after you said that, you said, I thought you had stuff to do. Why are you staying? I'm like, yeah, she's right.
I didn't say that. I can read you exactly what I've written. I mean, I guess sometimes I'm not enthusiastic enough for you. Like, I wasn't jumping. I didn't send a jumping for joy emoji that you were staying. And I just had questions. I use emojis. There's one from two. And by the way, the volume of text that I have to scroll through from you to get to the thing I wrote. Insanity. He says, okay, this is our exchange. Okay. This is me, the bad friend. Hey, he says, hey, you okay? All well, we're staying now in Frisco until August 11th. Yay. And I went, oh boy, it got canceled or England won't let you in. That's my reaction. I'm like, oh, good. goodness. And then he goes but that's my reaction. Like, what do you want from me? A dancing lady? I don't understand.
Yeah, I want you to say, hey, come on over. We'll hug and barbecue and stuff. I mean, I realize.
But we're not going to do that. It's quarantine. You get mad when I won't see you when you come stay at the guest house. Like, I can't see you.
I miss getting a bit crazy. I think I miss my friends.
Oh, yes.
Don't you?
Yeah. I do.
Well, we all miss our friends. Yeah, absolutely. Especially young children who are used to having their friends around.
Yep.
Yeah. But Vinny, you have your kids around. How's that going with the kids?
It's really hard. It's really not something I'm built for, but I'm finding another gear because I don't really have a choice. So, you know, I made them, as we've discussed in the past, and now I'm...
With intentional hip thrusts.
Right. And now I'm raising my own grandchildren, and here I am in my 50s. I posted a picture of this adventure. I went out with my kid and it's there. She is. We went on a bike ride and then, you know, she ends up off the bike and in the bushes and I'm trying to, you know, get her back on path and the whole thing ends up. The weirdest part of the adventure though, is we were actually only three doors down. Like we've gone nowhere. So I wrote, you know, I had to carry the kid and the bike back, but people were like, oh, I've done that. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I should have written or not, that it was only a couple houses down the street. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't,
right,
you know, the end of the world. But yeah, I mean, we're the kids are bummed. It's hard. And yet we're doing what we got to.
You're dealing. You're doing what adults do.
Yeah. Cute picture of her playing with the bark. Right.
She's I don't know what fascinates kids. You can't believe it. So anyway, yeah, I'm just dealing with it, buddy. I'd love to whine and cry or, you know, make a sign and pick it out in front of my own house, but I just can't. It's, you know, oh well.
And how's your corona? Did you get it? Did you get it?
I didn't get it. No. And we're glad. We're glad for it. And we're having a great week because we all feel relief right now. So it's good.
Yeah.
How's your corona, Mr. Out in the World, interfacing with other people?
Mine's all right. We might try to go to Angel Island and get it there today. Do they have the corona in Angel Island?
You really are unstoppable. I mean, honest to God. He wonders why we won't see him.
People want to find areas where they don't get it. We want to find out where it's happening.
What better way to bring it to Brentwood with you?
The lunch in Menlo Park. They got a bad down there. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like I said, Edson and I have vampire blood. We don't have it. We thought about, you know, going back to London right now, but the neighborhood that we stay in London has been hit really hard. That's another reason why we thought, let's give it two more weeks. Let's see if we can, you know, calm down a little bit there in London because the numbers there keep climbing. It's weird.
They're back. You know, I know. Yeah. So that's happening in a lot of places.
Yeah. And we were going to go also to, I think we mentioned this, to Portugal and see friends. And then England dropped the bomb on Spain, you know? So now we can't do that. We're like, we're not going to go back to London and try to not do anything. At least here we have a car. We have a bit of independence here, you know?
So when you say England dropped the bomb on Spain, you mean they said no travel?
Right. And we were going to come back. No, you have to self-quarantine. And we were going to come back through Spain and Portugal. So we didn't have to self-quarantine a second time after arriving. And then we couldn't even do that, you know? We just don't really feel...
Staying here might be the best idea. They don't want you.
Oh, they're trying to beat the quarantine. That's great.
That's their MO, Vin, you know.
That's how this is getting around, everybody. If you wonder how it's getting around, that's how.
People beating the quarantine.
Well, you guys, we're gypsies. We have to have our travel. And, I know. The club that Edson and I both work in London is about to open on Saturday. And I did have work there. And the guy who runs it has bought these big plexiglass screens to separate each row. He's purchased them in China. They're sending them over. And they'll separate each row. So the capacity of the room would be down to about 25% normal. And this, I mean, it's crazy. It's like being, you're the comic. You're also like when you go see Mona Lisa in Paris and you stare at it through a plexiglass, you don't really get close to it. You can't see, you're so far away. It's going to be like the comedians have a hard enough time monitoring the room, but now it's going to be like through various screens of clear plastic. It's insane. So I don't know what the future holds. And that's why I panicked a bit. Now, let's just stay here.
Listen, Scott, the future holds a vaccine and a return to somewhat normal. That's what the future holds. Let's all hold that close in our hearts. Hey, so in the meantime, your nightly Instagram 10-minute segment at 8 p.m. is still happening, and you're on Instagram Live all the time, which is actually, you're a lot of fun to watch. Are you going to continue with the Saturday night half-hour shows as well?
We are going to continue with that, yes. And people have been very generous. We thank them all very much for all of that.
Yeah, that's a tip situation.
Yeah. And Sarah's worried about my finance, I'm just telling you. And so I just decided to throw that. That panicked me a little bit too when you said that. So yeah, we're doing that. And any tips are greatly received,
sure.
I guess. I mean, my husband and I might go camping for a couple of days. So we'll see you on Instagram in the woods. And
just try to avoid other campers. I mean, when they say camping, they mean set up their tent in the park. I hate to
No, we're gonna go
it,
to Samuel but... P. Taylor and spend the night, maybe. Oh,
it's beautiful there.
It'd be so cute. I mean, it's a bit terrifying out in the woods at night, isn't it? Is it scary or fun? Is it fun?
You'll have to tell us when you safely arrive back.
Yeah, we can't wait. Yeah, we might bring the dog and hang out and make a movie. And then
that dog that isn't yours that you abduct from its home on the regular. All right, listen, we're going to let you go. It's always awesome to talk to you. I will express to you right now, I'm really glad you're staying. I think that, you know, the more Scott Capurro I can get, the better. Don't I say that all the time, Vin? The more Scott I get, the better.
She sure does.
All the time I'm saying it. Hit the road, Jack.
Bye.
Goodbye, Scott. Scott Capurro, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Do you boot him out now?
Yeah, I can.
I don't know how this.
I'll,
yeah, let's go
I'll
ahead
boot
and
boot him out
right
him. Now.
There
he's
we go.
Gone. There you go.
All right, what a fine appearance from Scott. How does that audio sound coming through the Zoom thing? Is that
such a weird? Name.
Well, what do you guys think? I mean, I'm sure
it's hard to tell because I'm watching his lips move, so I feel like maybe it's fine.
Nicole,
sounds good on my end.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I thought it sounded fine on my end as well.
I will say the audio I'm hearing right now sounds like a 3-year-old girl named Cameron watching, or Diamond, watching cartoons or something.
No, actually, she's outside the door banging on it. I locked it. She's like, let me
you
in.
To let me
let
in.
Me
oh.
in. During the break, I gave her a kiss and I ran back to her mom. Here you go, mom. And I ran back to my room and locked it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way.
Be quiet for a minute. I want to listen.
All right, let's see.
Is that her doing the doorknob?
That's my doorknob being banged on.
So cute.
Oh, that's adorable. Boy, Anita's really not holding up her end of this bargain, huh? Get her out of there.
She's getting ready for work right now. Everybody's busy, you know how
yeah.
it goes.
Right, Daddy Dagar. Care start. So actually, before this show is over at your house a lot of days.
I should be having a sibling coming over any minute, I hope.
Oh, that'll be fun. All right, let me see what I've got. Oh, you know, there's a couple things I wanted to mention just while I have a couple minutes left here. First of all, if you have $3.25 million and you want to live in San Francisco and you really need the house that you get to have some historical value, I have just the place for you. The home where the Grateful Dead signed their first record contract is on the market. It's on Telegraph Hill. And they say the exterior is much as it must have been when it was built in 1907. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home.
Were they living in it or was some record executive living in it? Why'd they sign their contract there?
The home
they must have
was,
been living in it.
No, the home. It was the music promoter slash producer, Tom Big Daddy Donahue.
Oh, it was the record label guy. That's great. Okay.
So he lived there in the 1960s. They say that the space, there were many big parties that were held there. It was a hot spot. You know, he's a big record producer guy. But they say when they signed their very first record contract, they did it in this guy's home. And it is two tiers down from top of Telegraph Hill, Coit Tower. So
do you have a picture of him? Is he a bald guy with a ponytail?
You know, I bet you anything he is, but I don't. I only have pictures of the interior of the house. So the outside is just looks a lot like it when it was first built, but the inside's very modern and lovely. So if you're looking to buy a little piece of San Francisco history, actually in this is an SF Gate. It has a fantastic view. I can see all the major buildings in the skyline. I mean, it's absolutely great. So, you know, if you're looking, I don't know if you're paying extra because maybe not, 3.25. Although, I will say, it seems like it would be terrible to live on Telegraph Hill. I don't want to bum anybody out, people who live on Telegraph Hill listening right now, but that seems like the worst place. Like, it's just constant traffic and people, you know, parked, winding their way up to that parking lot on the top.
Well, you got to know what you're getting yourself into for sure.
It's like living on Lombard Street, right? Oy.
Maybe not quite that bad, but you're right. It is. Yep. You need to know what you're getting yourself into. For $3 million, you'd think you'd get a little privacy or you know. I don't disagree that that's... Yeah. I couldn't live in the city. As much as I love San Francisco, I need some silence at night.
Yep.
I don't want to hear the bars let out at 2 a.m. and everyone running out into the street screaming.
Sounds like you need a penthouse. You'll be fine if you're up so far above the road that you don't hear any of the noise.
I like where I live. That's why I'm where I am. I think the city is, you've got to be into it. You've got to be like, this is my thing.
We're not
the
kids.
Noise
we're not running out to bars. We're not, you know, sleeping like drunks. You know, we're older people now, Vin. We live in the suburbs.
One of the cool things about The Dead, though, just a real quick, I don't know if it's a biography, a documentary on The Dead. They were like the local band in the Hate District. Like, they played on the streets all the time there, and people would gather, like, you know, the whole street would fill up with people dancing, and it's really neat that they were a local band for a minute there. And
they were, the scene was hot here, and they were, you know. They were obviously a huge part of that. Anyway, if you want the house that they signed their first record contract in, it's available, and it's on Telegraph Hill. And there's traffic. Oh, my God. I don't know if you should do it. I think maybe not. Maybe it's a trophy house for someone like Mark Zuckerberg. He's like,
sure.
You know, I've got $3.5 million that I poop that out, you know. I flush that every day. And I'll just go grab that house real quick. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Smoking makes the news.
Uh-oh.
Tall people are about to disappear for good and more after these.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.